Applications for 2026 are now open. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Master new skills and fast-track your career with accredited qualifications. Search Open Window University Zambia today to secure your spot.
Stretch of Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway to open within 7 days. Government reminded to complete 2025 health worker recruitment. And Cameroon's opposition leader in the Gambia after fleeing for his safety. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Road Development Agency RDA says the 6 miles to 10 miles stretch of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway road will be opened to traffic within the next 7 days, a development expected to ease the heavy congestion motorists have endured in recent months. RDA board chairperson Eugene Hazele says the stretch will only be opened once the project receives at least 3 to 4 days of uninterrupted clear weather. Speaking during a media briefing this morning on the agency's 2025 performance, Engineer Hazele also revealed that the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway has reached nearly 60% completion, making it one of the most advanced public-private partnership PPP road projects currently under implementation. He explained that 45 kilometers of the road are already operational under maintenance arrangements. 2025 has been a year of solid progress for the agency, and RDA has continued to deliver key projects aimed at improving safety, enhancing connectivity, and supporting national economic growth, said Engineer Hazele. He further outlined several PPP projects underway across the country, including the Ndola-Sakania Road, rehabilitation of Mufulira access roads, and various border infrastructure upgrades.
We are planning to open that road in the next 7 days, meaning the weather permitting, we're looking to, if we can get 3 or 4 days of clear weather, we should be able to open that road up to 10 miles, meaning that the congestion is going to end. So our plan, this is that within the next 7 days, that station will be open and there will be no more congestion. So that will not be a big deal. Another PPP we are doing is in Ndola Sakania Mufulira Road and the border infrastructure. On this project, the scope includes construction Sakania border post, reconstructing the Ndola Sakania Road.
Patriotic Front PF Deputy Secretary General for Administration Celestine Mukandila has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to expel Bwengwe Member of Parliament Kasautu Mijelo for publicly declaring that cadres were back in the political space. Mr. Mukandila has described the statement as one of the contributing factors to the recent political violence witnessed in some parts of the country. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mukandila said it is unfair for the Bwengwe lawmaker to make such pronouncements without any action taken by the president. As the president addresses the nation tomorrow on political violence, he must first expose the Bwengwe lawmaker who made these pronouncements, said Mr. Mukandila. He further argued that it will be difficult to tackle political violence when perpetrators and sponsors are not held accountable. Mr. Mukandila has since called for impartiality in handling cases of political violence, adding that the police must not spare anyone based on political affiliation.
Affirmative action in the sense that I expect the president to begin with ensuring that he expels the Bwengwa member of parliament for having made a statement that proposed violence. And after that statement was done, we have seen spits of violence being occurred or perpetrated by the UPND. I'm expecting affirmative action by the president and indicating to the nation that he has withdrawn Bill 7. I'm expecting affirmative action by the president to ensure that he brings to book by way of firing those that are pushing for violence to be occasioned.
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has reminded the Ministry of Health and the Civil Service Commission to urgently expedite and conclude the recruitment of the 2,500 health workers allocated for the 2025 recruitment. Organization Director General Quince Mwabu says with the year drawing to a close, it is critical that this process is finalized swiftly so that new personnel can report for duty at the start of January 2026. Dr. Mwabu said that despite government's efforts in recruiting health workers annually, Zambia still faces a severe shortage of health professionals, particularly medical doctors. This shortage places immense strain on health facilities and limits access to quality care for citizens. While addressing this gap is urgent if the health system is to remain responsive and effective, said Dr. Mwabu. He has therefore urged government to prioritize the immediate deployment of the remaining doctors in the national database, whose engagement is long overdue. Dr. Mwabu has further called on government to ensure that the entire recruitment process is completed before the end of 2025, allowing all successful candidates to report for duty by January 2026. He said that the organization remains confident that swift, transparent and coordinated action by the Ministry of Health and relevant authorities will significantly reinforce the health sector and strengthen public confidence in the nation's capacity to deliver quality health services. The National Land Coalition, NLC, has raised concern over the ongoing land dispute involving the community under the Wusoli Royal Establishment and the Zambia Army in the Njolwe area of Chongwe District. The disputed property, Subdivision 1 of Farm Number 3208, is currently at the center of legal proceedings and public tension, raising critical questions about land governance in Zambia. Zambia Land Alliance Director Patrick Musole noted that the conflict reflects broader systematic challenges in aligning customary and statutory land tenure systems. While the Zambia Army asserts its leasehold rights under a presidential grant, the Wusoli Royal Establishment maintains that the land is customary and was never lawfully converted, said Mr. Musole in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Musole further stressed that the case underscores the urgent need for transparency in the interface between customary and state land and for inclusive governance structures to ensure that both government institutions and traditional authorities operate within clear and accountable systems that safeguard community rights. He also urged community leaders to refrain from allocating land to new applicants and to suspend any new developments on the disputed land until the matter is resolved. In African news, Cameroonian opposition leader Issa Chiroma Bakari, who is contesting the outcome of the presidential election, has fled to the Gambia for his safety, the Gambian government has said. Chiroma Bakari has insisted he is the legitimate winner of the 12 October election, alleging that the result was rigged to give President Paul Biya 92 an eighth term. The Gambian Information Ministry said on Sunday that Chiroma Bakari arrived on 7 November and was allowed to stay on humanitarian grounds. Cameroon's government had threatened to put him on trial for allegedly inciting violent post-election demonstrations. He denied the allegation and blamed the security forces for a crackdown on protesters. Coming up shortly, 5 dead in suicide bombing in Pakistan. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Two suicide bombers have attacked the headquarters of a Pakistan paramilitary force on Monday, killing 3 security officials and wounding at least 12 people. Police told BBC Urdu that the attackers were armed as they charged at the Federal Constabulary's headquarters in Peshawar in northwestern Pakistan. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Constabulary's complex is located in a highly secured area in Peshawar, and the attackers would have had to breach multiple